Dreamscape presents Hopalong Cassidy by Clarence E. Mulford. Narrated by R.C. Bray. Chapter 1. Antonio's Scheme. The raw and mighty West. The greatest stage in all the history of the world for so many deeds of daring which verged on the insane, was seared and crossbarred with grave-line trails and dotted with presumptuous mushroom towns of brief stay, whose inhabitants flung their primal passions in the face of humanity and laughed in condescending contempt at what humanity had to say about it. In many localities, the real bad man of the gun, whose claims to the appellation he was ready to prove against the rancorous doubting of all comers, made history in a terse and businesslike way, and also made the first law for the locality, that of the gun. There were good bad men and bad men, the killer by necessity and the wanton murderer, and the shifting of these to their proper strata evolved the foundation for the law of today. The good bad men, those in whose souls lived the germs of law and order and justice, gradually became arrayed against the other class and stood up manfully for their principles, let the odds be what they might. And bitter indeed was the struggle, and great the price. From the gold camps of the Rockies to the shrieking towns of the coast, where wantonness stalked unchecked, from the vast stretches of the cattle ranges to the ever-advancing terminals of the persistent railroads to the cow towns, boiling and seething in the loosed passions of men who brooked no restraint.